she loved.
She's like a...
Did she have teeth?
Okay.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this April 1st, 2024, regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll be open tonight in prayer with Pastor Newton Brenneman from New Hope Church.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your mercy, grace. Lord, thank you for salvation and for guidance. Lord, your goodness is victorious in the world. You reign in Orrville. Father, as I think about the season changing, the weather breaking for warmer, think about people being active and out. Lord, I pray you would bring safety, both for residents and visitors, and Lord, whether just in activities or traveling vehicles. Lord, I pray that you would keep us safe. Lord, bring your protection, especially for those, Lord, in the fire department, police department. Father, just give them insight and alertness. Lord, again, protect them. Lord, I thank you for these city leaders, for those that work with them. God, I pray you would bless them with your guidance, your favor. Lord, give them your protection. Give them your wisdom. Lord, I pray that Orrville would be peaceful and prosperous by your hand. And we thank you, Lord, and Lord, I ask you to bless the proceedings of this meeting and the work involved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Brenneman. We have the roll call, please.
Handwerk.
Mr. Handwerk is excused.
The Spirit.
Here.
Black.
Here.
Davies.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Squirrel.
Here.
You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the March 18th, 2024 meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Carr moves. Black seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Davies.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel. Motion passes.
We have no public comment scheduled for this evening, so we'll move on to our standing committee reports. We'll begin with the Finance Committee. Mr. Lacks, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met, therefore I have a report.
Thank you, sir. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. And our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee did meet on March 25th to discuss potentially becoming a township. Mm-hmm. We have a follow-up meeting tentatively scheduled for April 22nd. Mm-hmm. More information to come.
All right. Thank you very much. And our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Ms. Squirrel.
Thank you.
All right,
Ordinance Personnel has not met, so I have no report.
Right. Transportation, Mr.
Sagan. Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. And our Utilities Committee, Mr. Davies.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has not met, so I have no report for you tonight. Right,
thank you, sir. We have no special committee meetings to report on, so we'll move on to our administrative reports. And Mayor Flybin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since our last council meeting, I had a chance to visit the water department and join tours led by Superintendent Kevin Givens and Supervisor Matt Jones with the Orrville Leadership Group. Orrville should be very proud of the quality of the water, and I know that my family enjoyed a lot of water yesterday at our Easter dinner. I had a chance to visit the power plant with tours led by Superintendents Craig Zerga and Bruce Lab, and ended with a tour of the fire department, checking out the fire trucks at station number one, and learned a lot about the operations from Captain Craig Hosetler. Another exciting news, Nathan Mahoney from the police department was recently promoted to sergeant. And then the police chief and I recognized two citizens of the month at Orville Elementary for the month of March, with congratulations to first grader Addie McMorrow, whose parents are Tony and Lindsay, and third grader Marley Beekler, whose parents are Joel and Amber. And then today, I had the pleasure to meet Riley Spark, the 2024 Poppy Girl from American Legion 282. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions or discussions? All right, we'll move on then to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did receive our final shipment of salt today, so we have fulfilled our minimum requirement through the ODOT contract. We have about 1,300 tons now in storage, so I think we're going to be in good shape for next winter, knock on wood. Just another reminder as well, the compost center does open this Wednesday, and we'll also have Saturday hours as well for folks that have been working when the weather was a little nicer a couple weeks ago. The fire department will also be coordinating with the WARCOG on testing our tornado sirens. That will now be a scheduled occurrence every Monday at noon, the first Monday at noon, I'm sorry. We didn't start it today, obviously, because we wanted to make sure there was plenty of notice out there, and the weather would have maybe made people worried it was the real thing. So that is May 6th is the date of that. We historically had done that in the past. Now that the sirens are back up and operational, we wanted to get that going again, as unfortunately we prepare for the tornado season. Also, next week is the solar eclipse. I know we've heard a lot about it, and internally we have also talked a lot about it. The mayor has emphasized as well that we be prepared. The police, fire, service departments have all met, discussed being ready for that. We also do have plans for some additional staff there just in case, not knowing what to expect. Also, the Wayne County Emergency Management Agency released a solar eclipse event plan, which goes into quite a bit of detail regarding traffic plans, emergency contacts, those kind of things. So the mayor did ask that I mention to everyone that we are aware, we are prepared, and it's hopefully it's an exciting day for everybody, and hopefully it's not overcast. And that concludes my report tonight.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Benninger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two brief comments. I mentioned last week that our second transformer as part of our transmission interconnection project did arrive, mostly uneventful last Tuesday, so we have two out of the three. The third one is due in sometime in June, July of this year. And as Mr. Wheeler mentioned there, that our office has received a few phone calls. Customers asking us if there are going to be any utility-related things connected with the eclipse, and no. I mean, other than the solar panels probably won't be doing too much during that time period, but this is not any kind of event that would have an impact on our utilities. So just take it for just another day, and we'll be okay. Other than that, that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And our Finance Director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one comment. This Wednesday at 1 o'clock, there is a virtual Ohio Sunshine Law training. If anyone has never done that, I would strongly urge you to do that. There haven't really been any significant updates or changes if you've done it in the last few years. And I do it every year. I will be doing it on Wednesday. But for those who are maybe new or would like a refresher, it's free. You sign up through the Ohio Auditor's Office, I believe, is where this one is. And if you have a question or need the link for, just send me an email and I can get you that information. It's about 2.5 hours, something like that. And you can do it at your leisure, your desktop or whatever. So
I think mine's at 1 to 4:15.
Yeah, it may be. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is about 3 hours. So. It's both Sunshine Law and also open meetings. There's a component at the end on open meetings. So it's always good information. It's good refresher and helpful. But I do go to this every year. I do put everybody's name down who's an elected official, so I cover that requirement for all of the elected officials in Orrville, but just a note that that's something that you might find helpful. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I just had one quick announcement. I just wanted to announce that in response to citizen suggestions, in honor of the mayor taking office here this year, a water slide will be installed here at City Hall in order to bring young people more involved in local government. And so I just had to make my annual April Fool's Day announcement. And then the clerk has a...
Because I didn't want to pay the water bill.
Yeah. The clerk has a liquor license to present.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We have a request to transfer Jerry's Cafe and Bar liquor license over to the Brick Street Kitchen and Tap Room LLC.
Okay, very good. As always, the council can have a hearing on this if they like, but normally they don't, and it goes somewhere else for approval.
Sends back to the state.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. All right, we do have one item of old business tonight on our agenda.
Ordinance A-24. I move that this ordinance be placed on second reading.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Lax.
Yes.
Davies.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance A-24, an ordinance amending Chapter 1104, Use Table of the Zoning Code of the City of Orrville, Ohio.
Any questions or discussion on this?
I'd be glad to answer any questions. Just kind of a quick refresher. This is in regards to allowing tattoo and body piercing shops as a conditional use in CBDD district. The reasoning behind that is in regard to the microblading process at salons, which are labeled under tattoos per se through the health department. Next step on this, Mr. President, would be a public hearing at the next meeting.
Okay. Very good. So we'll have that at our next meeting. So now we can move on to new business.
Resolution 1024. I move that this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Davies.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Lax.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 1024. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement or agreements to sell parcels of land containing approximately 4,862 acres, and declaring an emergency.
I wish we had 4,000.
I know, right?
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. We do have an offer for two parcels of land off of Hostetler, one being on Hostetler, one behind Hostetler that does not have road access. Those parcels would be combined and utilized as industrial property. Obviously, there is one portion that has to be rezoned. That is before the Planning Commission at their next meeting. But we are moving forward with the agreement with the contingency, obviously, of the rezoning. It does not have to be approved tonight. Would be glad to answer any questions you might have in regards to the sale.
Questions or discussion? Hearing none. Does the council want to leave this then for the next reading, or do you want to? Yes, Mr. Davies.
My own opinion, I think we ought to just go ahead and vote on this and as a third reading or whatever. I'm not sure of the proper terminology.
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
We know it's going to happen. We might as well just do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In my opinion.
I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second. Mr. Shanklin.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move that resolution 1024 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Lax.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. That concludes our new business for this evening. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Mr. Shanklin.
I just want to let everybody know, I'm sure you've seen it, we have some severe weather coming tomorrow to the area. Just be safe, be prepared. If you hear the sirens going off, they're for a reason. You may not hear them inside, so don't get upset if you don't hear them inside. They're for outdoors. Pay attention, watch the weather, and be safe.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Lax.
Had the opportunity Thursday to dedicate a flag and flagpole to Brennan Field. So that's been done. It's something the former mayor started, and I didn't want to call Mayor Plyman on Wednesday and say, hey, be there tomorrow. So I didn't get to have them there, but I did get the opportunity to dedicate that, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? All right, pretty good.
I move that we go into executive session to discuss certain personnel matters, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Lax?
Yes.
Davies?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you. Council is now in executive session, so I have to ask the public to leave.
Chief.